first of all, there was a national drug shortage in this country that spurred departments of corrections throughout the country to try different kinds of drugs, in addition to the fact that some of the key manufacturers that were making these drugs no longer want to be associated with the death penalty system, and they ceased making them. Department of Corrections were then trying to go to Europe, but that was stopped. They've been trying to go to compounding pharmacies, et cetera. I mean, they've really been desperate, so they've been trying many different types of drugs and techniques.
And reports say that this prisoner gasped several times, and it took around 15 minutes for him to die. Is that significantly worse than it would have been with the previous drugs used?
Well, typically, lethal injection is supposed to take anywhere from around 3 to 4 minutes. So this is substantially longer than a lethal injection should take. In addition to the fact, as you were just saying, that he was gasping and that there were signs and evidence by witnesses that he was suffering somehow.
It almost seems to me like he was a guinea pig for these new drugs because they hadn't really been tested before, have they?
No, that's right. I mean, this is the first time these drugs were used in execution, but so he is a guinea pig, but so have people who preceded him. I mean, for the last 5 or 6 years in particular, with this drug shortage, Department of Corrections have been relying on drugs that are available, not the drugs they should be trying to use in a procedure like this, nor have they gotten any kind of advice on the best kind of strategy. So it's not just this case. It's been case after case of inmates being injected with new and untried drugs and suffering as a result.
Why is that? Why aren't they taking the time to do their research?
Department of Corrections are realizing that drugs are in short supply, and they have, number one, and number two, you know, the people who know best how to do this, an anesthesiologist or experienced doctor or something like that, those people can't get involved in this process. It would be against their professional oath and their professional commitment. So it's sort of a catch-22. The Department of Corrections are proceeding with, as far as we know, very little guidance. And they can't get the guidance that they should be getting if, in fact, we're supposed to have a humane death penalty in this country.
So what do you think the long-term effects will be?
This kind of execution and what happened with Dennis McGuire should be put in context with what's been happening with lethal injection, you know, for basically the last 32 years. The very first lethal injection execution was conducted in 1982, and that lethal injection was terribly botched. Even though it was using a different kinds of drugs, it was highly problematic. We've had, over the past 32 years, a series of very serious, highly publicized botched lethal injection executions. And they've been particularly pronounced in the last 5 years, which is ironic because in 2008, the United States Supreme Court upheld one kind of lethal injection procedure in the state of Kentucky. So not only has this been problematic for 32 years, but it's gotten worse, and it keeps on getting worse. It's hard to know what's going to happen with these execution methods in this country, and I use the plural because we have now a number of states using a number of different kinds of drugs. So who would have predicted a drug shortage? It's hard to know what's going to be happening.